Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Got stuff to show you. Well, not stuff. I've got something to show you today or talk about today that came in yesterday. and when I ordered this thing, it was viable, and now I've got to change it. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Over at the Huffington Post, the gun guy, he's trying to defend the proposed M855 ammunition ban. Now, the 855 round, as it is right now, is used primarily in the military nowadays for qualification or for punching holes in targets. It's not used in combat anymore. And the 855 was adopted because they reckoned that the M193 was too deadly, that wobbly, tumbling sensation. So the 62-grain bullet was a little more, a little more humane. He starts out his little ditty on HuffPo with the AR-15 sold in the United States can actually take two rounds, only two, mind you, 5.56 by 45 NATO with a 62 grain bullet, and the 223 Remington cartridge normally loaded with a 55 grain shell. Those projectiles, they're not shells. Far from it. Yeah, 5.56 is also loaded with a 55 grain bullet, but the difference is that the heavier 5.56 by 45 penetrates more deeply, significantly more lethal, but tends at long distances to be a bit less accurate than the 223. The M855 is not the lethal round. Okay, it isn't. It is not the lethal round. I'll give you a couple of examples. Now, combat is an excellent shed for figuring out what works and what doesn't work. In Mogadishu, which was not a declared war, but there was plenty of combat going on during the Black Hawk Down incident, if you will, Somali militiamen took multiple hits from M855 rounds, and all they got were the ice pick type wounds. It's very narrow, no expansion, straight in, straight out. It was a spectacular failure in Mogadishu, and it continued on into Iraq and Afghanistan. There's a writer named Michael Yon who wrote a dispatch about the Iraq War called Gates of Fire. And he's talking about Command Sergeant Major Michael Prosser, I believe is his first name, is it? Robert Prosser, excuse me. With 855 rounds in his M4 rifle, Command Sergeant Major Prosser shot an insurgent four times. Prosser landed three nearly point-blank shots in the abdomen, and the man just staggered back, regrouped, and tried to shoot Prosser. Command Sergeant Major Prosser eventually had to beat the insurgent into submission with his hands. The insurgent survived, taking four hits from the 855 round. After this, and after some other documented failures of the round, the Army now uses something called the 855A1, which is a radically different round with a similar name. SOCOM adopted the MK-262, and the Marines adopted the MK-318. The 855, the gun guy at HuffPost, is significantly more lethal. Is now primarily used for the same thing in the military that's used in the civilian world. Inexpensive mid-range practice on steel and paper targets. And it's very accurate, by the way. Now, and yet, you know, one of the things, one of the justifications they're using for this is that it's going to protect police officers. It's going to protect police officers because these rounds will go into the AR-15 pistol, and those can be concealed. Coming from the Fraternal Order of Police, we get this. A top police representative on Tuesday said there is no history of criminals using a round popular among AR-15 rifle shooters against officers, undermining the Obama administration's argument for banning the 5.56 M855 light green tip. James Pascoe, the executive director of the Washington Office of the Fraternal Order of Police, the world's largest organization of sworn law enforcement officers with more than 325,000 members, said any ammunition is of concern to police in the wrong hands, but this specific round has historically not posed a threat to law enforcement. What is this out of? It's out of some magazine or something called Secrets. He told Secrets that the round used mostly for target practice is not typically used against law enforcement. While he said he's not finding fault with the surprise move last month by the ATF to reclassify the round as armor-piercing and then ban it, Pascoe added, while this round will penetrate soft body armor, it's not historically posed a threat to law enforcement. Any rifle round is going to pose a threat to soft body armor. It's traveling faster. It is, and that's the whole thing. Speed equals penetration. Speed and kinetic, speed equals kinetic energy, and on impact, that equals penetration with soft body armor. Police, you can go out and buy some AR-500 plates, and you know, you're going to be good against 308, against the AK, 7.62x39. Now, as far as the AR-15 pistol being very concealable, yesterday, from Salient Arms International, I got this. This is an AR-15 pistol. And for those of you watching on video, try as I might, and when I picked it up, they had no holsters for this, but try as I might, when I tried to hide this inside the waistband, it just wasn't working. It just was not working. This is not a big beast by any stretch of the imagination. It's actually quite sleek and lightweight, but it is not concealable. And, When I ordered it back then, the AR-15 pistol with a SIG brace on it was, you could shoulder it, and now I've ordered this and gotten it, and it is a superb piece of guns, of lead sling and tech. I'm going to have to SBR it. I'm going to have to go to, I filed the E-form, and now I'm just waiting, and then before... You know, I don't even know if I'm going to get to shoot it before I get this tax stamp back. And I may just wait, and that's fine. I've got it loaded and ready to go. This will be a gun I carry with me in the ISIS welcome wagon bag, just in case. I don't know how long the barrel is. Yeah, I don't think it's 10.5 because it looks a little too long. But it is sleek. I gotta say, Salient Arms, once again, outdoes themselves. The rail looks similar. That's because, I mean, everything about this gun is high-tech, or they bought it from somebody high-tech. The rail comes from Warsport, the excellent LBOA, which I have one of. It's just bad. And I can't shoot it. Because, and I especially can't shoot it with M855 rounds in it, because that's bad. That's bad. I'm going to try to find me about 1,000 of them and order them. To have. And then with my concealable AR-15 pistol. This doesn't look much smaller or much shorter than my AR-15s, to be honest with you. The concealable AR-15 pistol. Ah. We will be right back on a Thursday. I'll get it right. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. I would say that I got the date wrong going out because I've been out of commission, full power commission for a while. But I used to do that before I had the heart attack. So that just won't fly now, will it? Right now, there's a trend in the United States. Right now, there's five states that have something called constitutional carry. These are Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Vermont, and Wyoming. And this is, in Wyoming, is for residents only, I believe. And what constitutional carry is if you are in that state, you don't have to ask permission to carry a gun. And when you think about it, when you think about reality of the world today, criminals are not going to seek permission to carry a gun. They're simply going to do it. You, if you want to defend yourself, in most states, have to go seek permission to defend yourself. You have to seek permission to carry a weapon. And then you have to make sure you don't carry it in the wrong places. Now, right now, the state senates in Kansas, New Hampshire, and West Virginia have all passed constitutional carry bills that will allow law-abiding citizens to carry concealed firearms without first obtaining a special permit from law enforcement agencies. You should not have to check with the police. Now, in Kansas, permitless open carry is already the law of the land, and they have to get a permit in order to put on a coat or untuck their shirt in Kansas. That's just about stupid. Now, in South Carolina, I also have to have a permit to carry concealed, but there is no provision at all for open carry at all, with a permit, without it. This patchwork of laws, everybody's sitting around going, well, the state, you know, 10th Amendment, Bill, 10th Amendment. Stop enabling these gun grabbers, please. 10th Amendment doesn't mean they can circumvent the 2nd Amendment. Sorry. It's absurd to require a law-abiding citizen to get a permit when a criminal is going to carry a weapon illegally anyway. In Kansas, that's headed to the House. New Hampshire passed a constitutional carry bill on a party-line vote. And now it's headed to the New Hampshire House. New Hampshire is one of the safest states in the nation already. West Virginia, Senate passed constitutional carry legislation, 32-2. And the only opposition came from a pair of anti-liberty Democrats. I say this on a regular basis. Apathy is as bad as being against your freedoms, but sometimes you got to wonder about that. In West Virginia, they also have decided to drop the age requirement to carry a concealed weapon from 21 to 18. We let them vote. We let them join the military. Besides the states of Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Vermont, and Wyoming, there's five other states that recognize a limited form of constitutional carry. There's a total of 21 states that have some form of constitutional carry proposed within recent years, including the state in which I live. And we are fighting Republicans in the state I live in. It's enough to make you want to choke yourself. You know, just take out one of your shoestrings and grab an end with each hand and just pull. Putting your neck in the middle of it, of course. Because you're fighting the party of Lincoln. Now, one thing that is abundantly clear is that the mainstream media is ignoring all of this. They're ignoring all of this. While they were out trumpeting Washington State with I-594, they're completely overlooking the fact that most of the United States is trending to you don't even need a permit. That means that we are clearly winning the widening war, despite everything that they're trying to do. A little later on, we're going to talk about a new gun control proposal that has they're saying, it has wide-ranging bipartisan support. It has about 8 people supporting it and co-authoring it or co-sponsoring it or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, they're saying, well, you know, this, you know, we see increasing support for gun control, except everywhere outside the Beltway. not so much outside the Beltway, which is, what is it? Outside the Beltway's got to be 99.999% of the United States. Well, not exactly that much, because then you got New York and New Jersey and Maryland, which has a new governor, which he's probably going to fight the good fight. But, I mean, as a whole, in Vermont, they just had a little thing where they were trying to get expanded background checks, and they got kicked out. And that just makes me laugh. I'm sorry. Sorry for that. Now, as far as the mainstream media is concerned, we could speculate that their relative silence is because they don't want the typically unaware Cardassian-watching public to know that firearms laws are largely trending away from gun control and towards liberty and freedom for all free men and women. We're not winning all the battles. I-594 was a defeat, and it was a defeat based upon dollars spent. It was a defeat where a bunch of billionaires went and bought the liberty of Washingtonians. And for some reason, the organizations that normally make the most noise tried to make noise, and in Washington, it seems like they existed in a vacuum, even though law enforcement was against it in Washington. But they won that. Now they're just trying to figure out how to make it, how to enforce it, how to make it actually happen. But that's all beside the point. We are winning the war. And no matter what state you're in, you need to get to know your local senator and your local state representative and call them. And if you're not one of the states I mentioned as having constitutional carry, say we should have constitutional carry. In the states where it seems like they're relatively free, like North Carolina, which is right over the border from me, while my permit is recognized in North Carolina, right now, unless they've changed it recently, in North Carolina, if you want to buy a gun, you have to go see your sheriff first and get him to sign off on it, getting permission just to buy the gun. That's Jim Crow. That's Reconstruction-era law that's still being practiced in North Carolina. So when everybody gets up there and says states' rights, this is the kind of thing that we got to look out for. You look at North Carolina and you think, my God, what a red state that's got to be. It's very confused. So is South Carolina. Georgia, not so much. Still thinking about moving across the border. I could just barely move across the border and still see my grandchildren real easy. Wouldn't take much of a lift. We'll talk about Hands Up, Don't Shoot when we get back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. As far as that Dark Angel commercial was concerned, for those of you that think that you don't run a plate carrier or something you don't need, so you don't need something like that, let me ask you this. If you ride around in your car a lot and Do you carry a first aid kit with you? And if you do, did you buy it at the Dollar General store? And do you want to rely on that? I carry a Dark Angel pocket doc and a Dark Angel response kit in my car every time I go out. In addition to the ISIS welcome wagon bag and some food and some water, and the collected DVDs of the young ones when they were on MTV. Just in case I need a little entertainment. But I carry the Dark Angel kits because you're trying to save a life. You're trying to stabilize somebody long enough to get them to the next level of medical care. And you need to have a quality product to do that. Check that out. And their new website. And we're going to have Kerry Davis on the show tomorrow to talk about the new website. Eric Holder on his way out the door. And hopefully on his way to a lawyer's office if things go right. This past Wednesday, Eric Holder admitted, yesterday I guess it was, that the hands up, don't shoot slogan was a complete falsehood. He acknowledged the fake story as he released the Justice Department's investigation of the August 2014 shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Now, remember, he also wants to lower the bar on what can be considered a trigger to find something to where they could go after somebody for violating civil rights, whether they're cops or regular people or whatever. Hands up, don't shoot. That's what everybody claimed. Well, that's what his criminal cohort, Michael Brown's criminal cohort, claimed Michael Brown screamed before he was shot by former police officer Darren Wilson. Holder suggested that the media and Americans recognize the fakery of that whole meme. Even though we've seen it on the Grammy Awards, we've seen it on sporting events, we've seen it everywhere. And here we are, way after the fact, and now we've got Holder coming out saying it remains not only valid but essential to question how such a strong alternative version of events was able to take hold so swiftly and be accepted so readily. Well, it was because of all the race pimps, the race baiters out there. It was because of you, Mr. Holder, and your Justice Department. Holder offered some consolation to the Democratic activists by saying abusive actions by local police helped spur subsequent riots. Okay. Let me give you an example of the way I operate. If I feel wronged by something, let's say it's the police, and I am so adamant about my feeling wronged by them that I've decided I not only have to get violent, but I have to get violent on the street. I'm not going to attack a floral shop. I'm not going to attack a gas station or a bakery or a sporting goods store. I'm going to attack some cops. That's just the way I operate. Getting out there and saying that the police spurred something is pathetic. Did some police do some stupid things? Oh, you betcha. You betcha. Police officers, when you're putting your weapon on somebody, the four rules apply to you too. And lots of you in Ferguson muzzled lots of people, didn't you? And you told them, get back or I'll shoot you, didn't you? So, you know, there was a lot of bad things happening there on a lot of levels. But these claims of police abuse by Holder, that was all a precipitor. You know, Obama wants to federalize police practices in states and localities. Now, on the one hand, they will tell you, the liberals will, that you can't have concealed carry reciprocity because of states' rights. But as we all know, you know, state law does vary from state to state. There's some local laws that contravene state laws in the same state, you know. And Obama wants to set one standard. He wants to federalize police procedure and practice in states and in municipalities. Now, while Holder's saying that hands up, don't shoot was never valid, he's also claiming police abuse to help divert attention from the fact that he just said hands up, don't shoot was not valid. Because that has been perpetuated. That's been done on the floor of the House of the U.S. House of Representatives. We've had hands up, don't shoot. He stated, our investigation of the shooting has been both fair and rigorous from the start. Officials independently canvassed more than 300 residences to locate and interview additional witnesses. There were several individuals who have stated that Brown held his hands up in an unambiguous sign of surrender prior to Wilson shooting him dead, but their accounts do not support a prosecution of Wilson. That's because there's accounts that say that this guy was beating this guy to death. He broke Wilson's face. They cover that, though. As detailed throughout this report, some of the accounts are inaccurate because they're inconsistent with the physical and forensic evidence. Some of those accounts are materially inconsistent with the witnesses' own prior statements with no explanation, credible or otherwise, as to why those accounts changed over time. That's their way of saying they were lying to us. But at the end of the day, this didn't get a whole lot of play either. I mean, after I saw this on Bearing Arms, I went to CNN, I went to Fox News, and I didn't see anything about this. Mainstream media, you guys, I mean, the sucking sounds, it sounds like a gigantic football field-sized bathtub that the drain stopper has been pulled out of, and that swirling, sucking sound, that is you in the execution of your duty, mainstream media. You're not reporting on news. I have seen numerous accounts of the ambassador to South Korea that got slashed twice with a knife by a 55-year-old dude who wants a unified Korea. I've seen so many of those. But this whole admission about hands up, don't shoot, which spurred riots and burnings and all kinds of other stuff, no play whatsoever. But the South Korean ambassador got slashed with a knife. Oh, no, the humanity. You want to prevent the Michael Browns and the Trayvon Martins of the world, folks? If you are a parent, teach your children not to attack people. Teach them not to stronghold, rob people. Teach them to respect life. And parent them. Children are not smart bombs. You can't fire and forget them. You take on a lot of responsibility when you sire a child. If you want the Michael Browns and the Trayvon Martins to stop, that means you got to get involved with your kids while there's still time. See, I parented my children. I never had to tell them, you know, one thing you should never do is do a home invasion or a carjacking or any of those things because that's bad. I never had to tell them that. All right. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. Just so you wouldn't have to do it, I went and looked at CNN. I went and looked at Fox News. I looked at townhall.com. Nowhere on those three sites do they even mention Eric Holder saying, hands up, don't shoot, was a fraud. But like I said, you can find all kinds of stuff about the U.S. ambassador in South Korea got slashed. Mainstream media. Which I lump Fox in with that, okay? I lump Fox. They're leading with U.S. gets ready for last winter storm, braces for last winter storm. We're in the middle of winter. We have winter storm. And here's the other thing. They've been saying that the earth is cooling, so to have winter storms in the middle of a cooling spate, which they're saying indicating we may be in for something more akin of an ice age than global warming. Shouldn't we be expecting that? Why is everybody going, it's cold and there's snow? Right now, I talked about West Virginia. They just voted for constitutional carry. And the Moms Demand Detention have put out a little blurb in West Virginia. Every child for gun safety, West Virginia moms condemn Senate passage for dangerous gun bill that would allow domestic abusers to carry loaded hidden handguns. Cue the music that goes dun-dun-dun. West Virginia chapter, Moms Demand Detention for Gun Sense in America. Part of every town for gun safety, today released the following statement condemning the Senate passage of SB 347. If SB 347 were to become law, it would effectively dismantle a state concealed carry licensing system. Most notably, the bill puts West Virginian women at risk, as this dangerous legislation would lower the bar for who can carry concealed guns, allowing domestic abusers subject to emergency domestic violence protective orders and certain violent gun criminals to carry hidden loaded guns in public. That is an out-and-out lie. There's not a state out there that would allow that. Does that mean that we'll stop these domestic abusers and other criminals from carrying guns? No. Does that mean it would stop them if there's only concealed carry permits in place? No. Does it mean that this constitutional carry would stop them? No. They're not going to be stopped. They're going to carry guns if they want to. What it also means, though, is for these domestic abuse victims, if they want to strap up, and if they want to carry something that launches bullets downrange, they can do it without having to wait and ask permission from the West Virginian government, something that is conveniently ignored here. D. Price, this is the thing about this. They don't want you to have guns unless they're going to make it where everybody can carry a gun. Every law-abiding citizen can carry a gun without having to ask the state's approval. When that happens, then we got to have a permitting process. D. Price, a volunteer with the West Virginia chapter of Moms Demand Attention for Gun Sense in America, states, dismantling our concealed carry licensing system and lowering the bar to allow domestic abusers to carry guns puts women in West Virginia in danger. By passing SB 347, the Senate proved that they don't value the lives of women in our state. The presence of a gun in a domestic violence situation makes it 5 times more likely that a woman will be killed. And legislation like SB 347 will not improve this scary statistic. It's time for our legislators to reject this dangerous bill. I'm going to tell you a sad thing about domestic abuse, okay? When I was a milkman, I used to deliver to a domestic abuse shelter. And I'm not here to condone domestic abuse. I think any man that thinks it's a smoking hot idea to beat up a woman, well, I got a lot of things in store for him if I was given the chance. When I would be delivering milk, inevitably one of the residents would be tasked with checking me in. And like I'd have this one lady that would check me in and then she would vanish. And they would tell me that she had moved back in with her husband. And then she would reappear a few weeks later. And there's a lot of women, I don't know why this is, and probably a lot of men too. We don't hear about the guys because I don't know why, but we don't hear about them. There's a lot of people in abusive relationships that simply can't go away. They can't stop being involved in it. So that's one sad thing. Now, for a domestic abuse victim that will stand up and wants to bring a gun to a gunfight or wants to bring a gun to a self-defense situation, go for it. You got my approval. On the list of prohibited persons, which they do maintain one in West Virginia, the list does not change at all with SB 347. Not one single change. Not one. Persons prohibited, and this is per West Virginia, persons prohibited from possessing firearms, classifications, reinstatement of rights, possess offensive penalties. This is all the stuff that falls under this. Except as provided in this section, no person shall possess a firearm as such is defined in Section 2 of this article. Who, number one, has been convicted of any quarter of a crime punishable by imprisonment for a term exceeding 1 year. You are prohibited. Number two, is habitually addicted to alcohol. You are prohibited. Number three, is an unlawful user or habitually addicted to any controlled substance. Prohibited. Number four, has been adjudicated to be mentally incompetent or who has been involuntarily committed to a mental institution pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 27 of this code or in similar law of another jurisdiction. Prohibited. That's just about uniform across the United States today. If you've been convicted of any sort of felony, I don't know so much about the alcohol part. Alcohol and drugs. How do you treat that? How do you treat that? Now, somebody keeps showing up at rehab because they have alcohol poisoning. Maybe them. Or somebody keeps walking in front of traffic because of drugs. Okay, maybe them. But beyond that, I don't know. Number five, is an alien illegally or unlawfully in the United States? Prohibited. Number six, has been discharged from the armed forces under dishonorable conditions? Prohibited. Number seven, is subject to a domestic violence protective order that was issued after a hearing in which such person received actual notice and at which such person had an opportunity to participate. Prohibited. Has been convicted of a misdemeanor offense or of assault or battery, either within the provisions of Section 28, Article 2. Prohibited. Domestic abusers, let's be clear about this. Moms demand attention. Domestic abusers are not going to be empowered to carry a gun concealed or otherwise. You idiot morons. Why do you have to... Okay. I understand that you guys don't like civilians having guns. And if you don't want civilians to have guns, lead the way. Stop going... Shannon Watts, stop going places with your baby Huey bodyguards that are armed. I would respect you and if you would simply come out and say we want to ban all guns because we don't think anybody's responsible enough to own one. Do that instead of these lies. It's too easy to go back behind you and check it, and then we look at you and we say, you either think we're idiots or you're idiots. And either way, why do we need to listen to you if either one of those or both of those is the case? Lying to get your message out is a shameful tactic. It makes you look desperate, and the gun controllers are getting desperate, folks. They are getting desperate. If they did not have Michael Bloomberg, they would be a dead breed, extinct. We'd be out there looking for fossils. Hey, look, here's an old handgun control incorporated sign. Look, and here's a picture of Pete Shield beside it, handing it off to Sarah Brady. That's what we'd be doing. There'd be archaeology projects out there looking for the gun controllers, the ancient gun controllers. Instead, you know, since Bloomberg's in there, he infuses enough of these with cash. Then there's the Joyce Foundation. They give money to him, too, which is an Obama product, Valerie Jarrett product. And getting out there and even just using the name moms. I'm sure some of these ladies have children. But most of the moms that I know would absolutely murder somebody if their children were being threatened. I mean, they couldn't care less what you hand them to do it with. You know, whichever tool you give them is going to be fine. Pitchfork, club, gun, they don't care. Bag of Valencia oranges, they don't care. Oh, gosh. If you have to lie to push your meme, that's shameful. We're going to flip into the next hour. When we get back, we're going to question whether or not the ATF actually has standing to ban any sort of ammunition. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
By now, you heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your limited close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.